Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow, with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to DST. I'm Aileen, your host, and I am rejoined by the hummus man himself, Jared Fried. And if you don't know what that reference is referring to, go listen to Sunday's episode with Jared. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. I love coming on your show, Aileen. It is such a pleasure. I hope, you know, we're taping this directly after the hummus conversation. I hope I'm not like just up all night enraged by the DMs I got not getting what I'm talking about. I hope people understood. Yeah, but I love coming on this show. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks. I love having you. I know everyone loves hearing you on the show because they get to hear the side of you that isn't, you know, about dating advice. And, you know, I know you said your actual stand-up is about like eating and food and stuff like that and body stuff. So
the first half hour, and then someone, I mean, I am in favor of working with professionals, but I think the professionals have to be professional. Someone after my show the other week, they posted, I think Jared should give me a call. I'm a nutritionist. And it's like, I was like, what a horrible commercial for your business.
What the fuck does that mean?
No, it was meaning to say that like I have an issue with food. Yes,
It wasn't a picture. It was what you were saying.
They were like, he should probably give me a call. And I was like, I don't think that's the way to drum up business is by being like, you know, your jokes about food made me think you have a mental fucking problem. You know, like,
so. Yeah, no, that's really funny, but no, definitely not that way.
I do talk about it a lot. And I think it's, you know, this show, I'm a fan of this show. So I have been a fan. I'm in the Facebook group. It speaks to me because it's a lifetime issue. It is a lifetime, yeah. And that's why I think people relate to it. If you've eaten at night, like I talk about nighttime eating for about 15 minutes, it's a whole long story. I can see in people's eyes, like the people that get it. It makes me feel good. Like it makes me feel connected.
What happens to their eyes? Do they like glisten?
They widen. They're just like, you know, what happens is I say I'm addicted to nighttime eating. And I'm like, I think it's okay to call something an addiction if it has a power over you, and nighttime eating has a power over me. And I don't mean to like lessen real addiction. I'm just saying to me, this is something I say on stage. An addiction to me is when you become a different person when you can't get it. And then I describe in my act what I've been doing my whole life. And I describe, you know, sneaking around my house and getting food. And you can see as I'm talking, describing how I sneak around the house, you see someone at the table hitting someone else. That's what you do. Or, you know, you see the person who does it. They're like getting embarrassed because they know they're the same. And it's like, again, we talked at the end of the last episode how we're depressingly alike, but that can be positive too. You know, where it's nice to hear like, oh shit, I'm the guy in my house who is, and I, you know, I call it, you know, I'm like a mouse just crawling around, and I call myself Fat Tattooey, you know, like... So
that's funny.
And I think, you know, stand-up comedy is about connecting and feeling like, you know, oh, there's someone out there. I can see exactly what they're talking about. So it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like it's an issue that, you know, a lot of people deal with. So that's why I like talking about it. That's why the bit goes as long as it does. Sure.
Also, especially when it comes to like eating habits and like nighttime eating, a lot of people feel like there's shame around it and they're doing it alone in the fucking dark. And then like hearing
shame
someone
with the light on them.
Like sort of just talking about it so openly and like even though you maybe don't feel good about yourself, like you're saying you don't feel good that you do it, but you're still talking about it and like joking about it, that makes mm-hmm. them like be like, oh shit, like I don't have to feel like I'm bad or something. There's like moral attachment to it.
Absolutely. And the people who don't do it, they start to understand, yeah, we do feel fucking ashamed of it. They don't mm-hmm. know, you know, to give empathy yeah. to someone who kind of outs you about it. Like, you know, you see the girlfriend that's like, you're the one that always does that. And it's like, yeah, when you talk about it publicly, I'm embarrassed about it. I don't like that I do that. You know, right. like when I wake up in the morning after a night where I didn't eat after dinner, I feel so accomplished and good about myself. My whole day is better. And when I do eat at night, I feel like I failed. And I have mm-hmm. like this moment in the morning where I'm like, you know, and you start being hard on yourself that whole day. Yeah. So it's like
the guilt.
When you have those emotional, yeah, the guilt. And it's like when people don't go through that, they don't understand that like, you know that you don't want to eat at night, you know? Like mm-hmm. they think, yeah. oh, you must love doing it. I don't love feeling like I got to take, you know, a diarrhea in the morning because I ate 7 pounds of cheese, you know, like that wasn't the yeah. plan.
I also see a dietitian, nutritionist, and like, I also like have a lot of desserts and I'm like trying to figure out like, why do I have to have the, like all the time, mm-hmm. like at night? Is there a day where I don't have like a cap off to my dinner? And and she's like, maybe you're not eating enough like carbs throughout your day. Like mm-hmm. your morning lunch, maybe it's like your body saying, oh, you know, we're not going to have it again tomorrow. And I'm like, is my body really speaking? Like, what the fuck are you talking? Who's talking? Like, you know what I mean?
I know.
And I'm just like, well, can I just not eat the desserts? Like, is there a place where I could just turn that off? But it's a lifelong
thing. Yeah, you
thing.
Just want to be normal with it. You know, like you know. Just want to like have an ice cream and then take the cone and go, I'm done. I don't need the cone. Like I've never been that person, you know? And right. I mean, that goes into the Diet Starts Tomorrow win. This morning, I have talked to how I have an egg white omelet. I was like, throw a bagel on there. Put it on a bagel. I was like, let's have the egg white omelet that I always have with turkey and onions. Put it on a bagel toasted. And I ate it and it was like, I was so happy. I was yeah. full afterwards. I didn't feel mad at myself. I was like, you had a fucking bagel. And then you'll eat again when you're hungry. Maybe you'll be less hungry today. So you'll eat again later. Mm-hmm. And I kind of was proud of myself for the being able to kind of be okay with a Tuesday bagel. Like I have to me
such a thing that's such
yeah,
a thing.
Yeah, such a thing. Like when someone says to me, yo, let's get ice cream, and I'm like, on a Wednesday? Like are we fucking yeah. crazy? What's wrong with you? What are you
fucking Willy Wonka?
Yeah, like what are you Willy Wonka? What am I? Like I'm trying to get away from that scheduling of everything. Scheduling mm-hmm. meals, scheduling when to eat, scheduling Thursdays, you know, Monday's a good day. Friday's a garbage day. You know, like, how yeah, about Friday's right. just a medium day and Monday's a medium day? You know, like, yeah. why isn't it just like fine? You know, like, and it wasn't working for me that way. So why am I still adhering to those schedules? So it's like, why can't Saturday be pretty good? Why can't I work out on a Sunday? Why Absolutely. Can't I not drink on a Sunday? Why can't I have a drink on a Monday? You know, like, I'm trying to be more medium. With
you know what that's called? That's called balance, Jared.
Yes. Yeah, a little bit of balance. I don't know. I think
I love it.
And then like, you know, I think with like dating and relationships, I'm always like, I'm coming to terms with like, I have to fix myself with balance before I can really enter into a relationship, I think. And because I see it where I'm like, well, maybe, because I've had this thought of like, maybe when I'm in a relationship, I'll drink less or eat less. And you go, man, that's a lot of responsibility to put on someone else. Like, yeah, I can't really expect true. That out of someone. And I'm like, I also can't expect someone, I can't expect myself to become a different person in a relationship just because it's a relationship. I have to be the same mm-hmm. person. So, right. like, I don't want to get into a relationship, be like, I never drink anymore, I never eat anymore. Like, that's not.
Start
That's
fasting.
Stupid. Yeah, I gotta say, now I have to become this different, like,
no, yeah,
you know, that, buttoned up person. I don't know. I think about that a lot.
That makes sense. Also, when you are like, if it's not really your personality, but yet you are trying to adhere to this like really rigid, strict mm-hmm. schedule, it's bound to fail because And then you're going to like add like, again, these like moral attachments, like, oh, I'm bad, or like, oh, I failed, mm-hmm. when you don't follow your strict guidelines. But like when you allow some like balance, like you're exactly what you were saying. When I started doing that, it really changed, because you're not like judging yourself all the time. And it's not so bad all the time.
It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your own fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some Smalls to my friend in Brooklyn who is fostering kittens, and they took to it right away. It is delicious. It is nutritious. It is easy to serve. Yum, yum, yum. Eat it up. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Do you feel like you're married with child? You know, like...
With child.
Like... you know, I saw your post the other day of like Rusty hungover taking care of the baby. And I was like,
he hated it. I was laughing from inside. I wasn't doing anything. I was just taking a video of him.
I thought it was hilarious. But I also, you know, when I watched that, I was like, man, I can't just be hungover dad all the time. Like, I can't be like, I'm too fat to fucking hold the baby right now because it will feel bad against my stomach. I don't want to be that guy.
Right. No, I mean, your life definitely changes a lot, but then like you still have the same kind of issues. And like I said, it's not going to really change a lot for you. Like for as a woman who had to I carried the kid, and there's a lot of body changes that come with it. So it's like, not again. I thought I dealt with this.
It's a whole new can of worms.
The worst thing you could ever do is have to parent when you're hungover, because that kid still has to wake up at 6:30 and you're just like, I want to die right now.
Oh my God. But I can't even imagine. I can't even tell. I was hungover with my parents and I was like, shut the fuck up. You know, like,
you can't yell at your kid like that. Unfortunately. Can't yell at your kid like that. It's 2022.
Yeah.
So that's a great win. I love your win.
My win
goes really, it's a small one, but it goes off of what I was saying in the last episode about like how in LA I ate exactly what I wanted to eat. I felt so good about it, but that flight really just messed with my whole life. I felt like you're eating so great, whatever, like you said, balance for a week. And then one day you're just like, and then that day feels so much worse. It's like compounded and you're just like, I had a pad thai and then I felt like, oh, like it was just like, but then I remembered, I was like, oh, it was only one day. It's not a big deal. And so what I did was I just made myself go for a walk like I was doing before. Like your body just switched back into gear.
How about the rebrand for the walk? The walk has made such a comeback. The pandemic did more for the walk than anything has ever done for the walk. It really because I'm doing a lot of walks. I'm a big walk guy. Take a nice walk. I mean, and it does reset your whole mindset. And I always think of the guy you had on. I follow him now. Syatt.
Yeah, Jordan Syatt.
Jordan Syatt. He's got a great mantra that he's like, no workout gave you abs, no meal made you lose abs or something like that. There's some mantra he has. I lean on that heavily where I'm like, it was one meal and get back to it. You had the pad thai, you had the experience. Let's take a walk. Let's go.
I mean,
and the walks, you weren't with us in San Francisco. What a San Francisco. I was walking all up and down that city. And it's all on basically a mountain. And I went and had an ice cream and then walked a hill.
Yeah.
Went and had a sandwich. What's that?
It's very hilly there, right?
Very hilly. But
lots of elevation.
A lot of elevation and it's hot. And that night we were there, but you know, I walked for miles and got good steps. And then I was like, have the ice cream, have the, you know, the sandwich, and the ice cream ain't going to make you, it ain't going to break you.
I love walks because they are also non-extreme, sustainable ways of moving, and also not like bought by a company. Like there's no one that's capitalized on these walks except maybe like the Apple Watch.
Fitbit.
Yeah, exactly.
I do like seeing the steps. I have to say, Michelle Wolf, who is an amazing comedian and everyone should go follow and watch her special on Netflix, but she is a walk like person. And she, it's so funny. I send her my steps and she's like, steps don't matter. Miles matter. I'm like, don't take this away from me. Like,
miles matter. Wow.
She only cares about miles. She's a serious runner too. So, but we go walking together. Anytime I open for her, we go walk and it's like, she'll go, let's do that hill. Let's do that hill. Let's do that hill. And I'm like, oh my God. And by the end, I'm like, 16,000 steps, motherfucker. And she's like, it doesn't matter. He's got to be miles. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no, I know. That's great. All right, I'm going to read a listener DST win. Hi, Aileen and Jared. My DSTW is about trigger foods. When I was in college, I closely tracked my calories on my Fitness Pal and maintained less than a, I'm not going to read the number, but she says a very low number of calories a day for over 3 years. Eventually, it caught up to me and led to severe binge eating and sometimes purging for the following 2 years, also causing a significant weight gain. I did a couple sessions of therapy, but didn't stick with it. It's been about 3 more years since then, and I have grown so much. Over the past couple of years, I've basically just allowed myself to eat whatever the heck I want and track nothing. In the beginning, I was going crazy on my trigger foods, aka peanut butter, ice cream, Skinny Pop. I didn't really notice the steady growth I've made until I was looking around my kitchen and noticed ice cream in the freezer, peanut butter in the cabinets, and various snacks that I've been helping myself to every now and then. I no longer feel the need to measure it or eat it in excess, and I don't even think about it. My body has responded great too, and I feel like I've been at a size my body naturally wants to be at for the past year or two. I'm so proud of myself, and also just want to share that it's taken me about 2.5 years to get to this point. I believe we all can do it, just not quickly. Thanks, happy peanut butter betch. That's great. It sounds like
good she for had her.
Potential like eating disorder, and she has gotten through it. I appreciate that she says it takes 2.5 years because that's real, real. That's like real talk. That's realistic. Nothing happens overnight.
That was exactly what I was going to say. Like, and we've been talking about this, like, you know, the episode from Sunday, the episode today is like understanding this is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week thing.
Yeah.
You know, you can't cold turkey food. You know,
it's no.
One, it is the drug you need to keep having. Some days you're going to feel like you failed, and some days you're going to feel like you won. And what you realize is that even on the failure days, you didn't really fail that much. You can fail less and win more and win less and win. It's a whole range of things, and everyone's answer isn't your answer. There's a bunch of different answers. So, and that's, you know, when you say 2.5 years, I totally agree. It's like, yeah, this is a process. And I think this is why this podcast is so helpful for people, because they go, oh shit, I've done that, or I've mm-hmm. had that, or, you know. And also when I watch those, like what I eat in a day, like I'm like, it's not the real deal. Even when they do the fake version, it's not the real deal. Even when, you know, I follow this guy, Devour Power. You ever mm-hmm. see those guys?
Yeah. It's like all it's the a couple. Crazy food. Right.
And it's a couple. They do New York restaurants. They're on TikTok. They come on my For You page a lot because I get all the food stuff. And every time I look at the guy, I'm like, this guy should be 7,000 pounds. You know, like they're right. eating every day. But it's like, no, they're not. No, they're not. The videos come up every day. You know, that mm-hmm. doesn't mean they didn't tape, you know, a couple in 3 days and then do whatever they do on the other days, you know. And I think podcasts help you hear, like, the struggle. I don't want to call it the struggle, but, you know, podcasts are just more real life. The yeah. nuance, you know, and, you know, the 30-second video is, that's not how it goes. It
takes a really long time. It does.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a journey.
The thing is that you've been eating your whole life, and it takes, like, however old we are, right, 33 to 37, like, we all need food, right? The reason why everybody has different relationships with food is because mm-hmm. of the way that we've brought up, like the way that we were sort of learned how we're supposed to have a relationship with food. So if you've been eating a certain way for what, 20 years, it's going to take not 30 days to undo that.
No, not at all.
Maybe it won't take 20 years to undo it or change it, but it might take 5.
Yeah. You know? And it's also like, I saw there's a woman I follow. She's talking about like how freed she was by having the clothes that fit her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that totally makes sense to me. That totally is something I see eye to eye with. Like, you know, you might be eating a normal amount and then, you know, wearing clothes from 6 years ago that you're still trying to get into. And you're going, you know, now it's bathing suit season. And it's like, and you're like, well, let me find the bathing suit that fits me, you know, like, and yeah. you find one, you go, oh, the beach isn't so bad. You know,
totally.
So
yeah.
And it's like, it's a moving target.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, time for some advice, because she didn't actually ask for our advice. We just said whatever we wanted.
We just agreed with her.
We just agreed. Dear DST, ugh, it's summer and I need your advice. Oh, speaking of summer, like everyone else in the world,
in
I
the
love summer.
Summertime when the weather is right.
Exactly. Yeah. But this year, I've been really dreading it. I stopped dieting last year, so this is my first summer where I'm just showing up as myself, literally what we were just saying, as myself and not someone I'm trying to be. Easier said than done. I'm struggling to feel comfortable in my, quote, new body, aka I've gained weight and just want to still make the most of the summer. I find myself getting super anxious, thinking about being on the beach with my friends who all have abs and being seen as the, quote, chubby one. I know it really doesn't matter and I'm happy with myself just the way I am, but adding others into the equation stresses me out. Any tips on how to feel comfortable in a bathing suit / just in summer overall? What about when you're with friends? Like, I love my friends, but they're also damn skinny and fit. Has this ever happened to you? Is there anything that you said to change your mindset? I'd love that advice and truly anything I can get. Best, a betch who is living in a post-diet world.
Mm, tough, tough, tough. Tough to give someone, you know, I can give a, I mean, I've been there. I think most people have been there. It's tough and no one can tell you how to feel, you know, like I can't tell you to be confident. Like, yeah, I'd like to tell it to myself sometimes. I think one, getting a bathing suit that fits you and feels comfortable is like, and again, you know, as they say, money solves all your problems. Spend some money on a bathing suit that you feel great in and then buy three of them. Because then you never run out and get them in three different colors. I'm so all about that. I have a bathing suit that I feel good in. I had another one. I saw myself in it, hated it, threw it away immediately. Didn't even think, not going to hold on to that. I'm out of that game. Fuck that. I'll buy three in the color that I feel comfortable in. And the minute I don't feel comfortable in, toss them out. Again, that's a privileged way to go about this, but yeah. Good for me. So I think that's an answer to the question. So it starts with that. The other thing is, I've thought this through a couple times. When they write, my friends are skinny, my friends are in shape. Well, for who and what? You know, mm-hmm. Who are you trying to impress? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
If you're thinking of it that, like, this person's living, and sometimes the answer's in the email, they're living in a comparative game.
Yeah.
In what world is someone going down the beach and ranking the people at the beach party? But that's not how it is.
Yeah.
That's just because everyone's ranking is going to be different. So again, like if people are ranking people, there's a fucking debate. So when you say I'm the chubby friend, there's someone going, that woman or person or man or whatever is number one for me. So If they're looking this, I don't know if this is a healthy
You're
way to look
about,
at
like,
it.
You're talking about like attractiveness. Yeah. Like yeah, because what they're attracted ranking, to.
Well, that's the thing. They even, I'm just taking their words. They talk about this ranking system, you know, where it's like, and it's like they're thinking of it that way. So I'm trying to speak in their language being like, yeah, well, Your ranking's different than everyone else's ranking. Like, I don't know if that's probably not a healthy way to look at it, but it's like, how many TikToks do I see that the woman's like, I love a dad bod. And you have another one that's like, I love a ab guy. I love a short king. I love a tall guy. And you go, I guess I'm someone's TikTok video, so
yeah.
I can't really worry about it.
Right. I think that's really, she's just worried about judgment because like people aren't, maybe they're comparing, she's worried that maybe people are comparing her to themselves or her to her previous self. And like, not even just saying, oh, she looks like worse or better or whatever, but more like, oh, she gained weight. And that just like, even there, as she feels maybe like she's going to be judged for that. But I agree with you, getting like a really good bathing suit and just not wear, like sometimes I, in the past, I felt like, oh, all my friends are wearing bikinis. Like they're going to judge me for wearing a one. So when the one piece came out, it was cool. I was like, thank fucking God. But
I have been talking about the one piece since day one. I was number one piece guy. One piece is hot. One piece brings you to a certain time. The cut of a one piece is sexy.
Yeah. Conservative. You're not like just showing it all off. There's room to be imagined.
Yeah. Well, now you see the one piece that's a little bit saucy and cuts you. You know, there's now, there's different types. I see the one piece that shows off the ass. You see the one piece that shows off the boobs. You go, oh, now I can be, I can serve up the thing that makes me feel best. Totally. I've been talking about this for years. I've been saying, you know, the you know, the high waist, you know how jealous I am of women with high waisted bikinis? High waisted. If I wore, there's no high waisted bathing suit for men. And if I wore one, I'd look like one of those boxers from the 1920s.
Yeah, I was going to say that would be hilarious.
That's what I'm saying. We have very few options. So I was thinking of going bikini this summer.
You should try it.
Straight up Speedo.
Yeah, like find the good bikini or bathing suit that like you feel really good in, that highlights your good parts that you feel confident about. And by good parts, I mean the ones that you like, not by anybody else's standard. And just fucking get out there. And also, okay, if somebody like, if you think somebody is judging you, they might just be looking at you, assessing the fact that, okay, maybe she looks different than before, but maybe they're not like saying, oh, she looks worse or better. So, okay, yeah. If you'll notice if somebody gains weight, right? Like, I mean,
yeah, that's true.
But it's not, you're not like saying, oh, some might say good for her.
Most of the time when I see someone has put on weight, I go, this is a better look.
Oh.
I become more attractive. You know, this is a better look for them. I do.
Yeah.
But that's me. That's me. Again, this is my TikTok versus someone else's.
Right. But I think that's important for women, I think, also to hear, because we all think that there's like this one beauty standard that like everyone is comparing themselves to. Like she's saying, like her friends are all, quote, skinny and fit. Mm-hmm. And because she thinks that she doesn't fit that bill. But when she's alone, she feels good. So it's really just like the comparison, like you were saying, the comparison game. And the things that like help me is that people notice when people seem happy more than they, you know, if you look miserable and hiding your body, that's noticeable. If you look happy and just like more open, like your body language is just like more confident. Right. Sure. Be confident is not advice. But like if you bring that same energy that you have alone into the group setting, that's going to be more noticed than anything else.
This goes back to the bathing suit, you know, the one that fits.
Yeah.
The one that's not, you know, that you can run around with and that accentuates, you know, the spots you feel good about and kind of puts away the spots you don't feel good about, because everyone has those and they're different for everybody. I also do believe that when we go to the beach, everyone is more worried about themselves than everyone else. So
true.
Before I go to the beach, I put on my suit. I look at myself in the mirror and I go, all right, this is what you're going with. This is this is it. this is what you know, you can't change things now. Might as well have a fun fucking time. And exactly. I've told you the story about my dad at the beach, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yes. We were at the beach and he asked me how much I weighed.
How much do you weigh?
And it's like, okay, so that's as bad as it could ever get, okay, in my opinion. To make this person feel better, you're never going to get your dad looking at you and going, how much do you weigh? So that happened to me. I can promise you that won't happen to you.
Right.
That's a crazy person. So you're not dealing with crazies.
No, I think that that's great advice. And like you said, they're thinking of themselves, or they're comparing themselves to somebody else like you are to them. And they're not paying attention to like your changes in your body, slight or bigger changes or otherwise, whatever. So I would just take that same energy you have alone, bring it to the group setting, get that great bathing suit that you love, have been eyeing, and just live your fucking best life.
Here's the other thing. Go get a spray tan. Everyone feels better with a spray tan. Go get a spray tan. Then is that a bad advice?
I just fucking hate a spray tan. It smells so bad.
Well, I couldn't tell them to go to a tanning booth, which I was. That's what I would do. I would go to a tanning booth, but I can't give that advice. But I would. My dad looks like a leather boot. You know, like so, like you know, you always look better with a tan. So I, you know, spray tan. And also, here's the other thing: go to your best mirror before you go to the beach. And look at yourself in the best mirror. So I mentioned on last episode, I joined Soho House like a year ago. And I am convinced that Soho House has a blanket policy that they have only skinny mirrors and good lighting. Because wow. I really do believe that, because I've never looked at myself in the mirror at a Soho House and thought negatively about myself. And it's probably why everyone there acts like a douchebag asshole.
Totally.
But if you go in their bathrooms, the mirrors are on angles in the same angle you would take a selfie. So I was at Nashville Soho House and I was in the bathroom and I was, you know, in my bathing suit and I'm with my parents and I went in the bathroom. I go, oh, I'm pretty good. I'm doing okay. I got fucking abs now. I didn't even know that 10 minutes ago. So looking in a flattering mirror and being like, you know, your mind's eye becomes your whole, you know, kind of being. The baby's like, stop giving shitty advice. But I
can just imagine. Shut up, Jared.
I don't know. This is just, these are all things that I do.
No, I like that. It's confidence boosting.
Yeah. And here's another thing. Here's another thing I do. Before I go to the beach, I have a protein bar.
Oh.
Because I don't want to be, I don't want to be hungry. I don't want to be picking. I don't want to eat so much while at the beach that I become full and feel bloated. I have a protein bar before I go to the beach.
That's a great tip.
That's something I do. I do it before dates too.
So you're not like picking at the during the date?
If I ate on a date the way I really eat, it would be fucking
disaster. You might find
your
soulmate.
Just me looking like a raccoon going through the garbage.
You might find your soul raccoon. That's what
I found my raccoon. That'll be our story page on the wedding website. Yeah. I finally found my garbage raccoon.
I think it's sweet. Well, Jared, thank you so much for coming back today on Thursday. Quickly tell everyone again, where can they find all of your tour dates? Is it jaredfree.com?
Jaredfree.com. Come out to the U Up Live. Come to my stand-up shows. Jared Fried on Instagram. I love coming on your show. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for letting me not shut the fuck up.
And if anybody's Jared's raccoon, shout out at Jared Fried. And
just don't bring up gherkins. If you listen to last episode, that's a way to lose me right away.
Or any type of hummus. At Aileen is me. At Diet Starts Tomorrow. 212-287-5650 is not my phone number, but it's the DST hotline. So call in and we'll play your Dear DST on the show. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.